Good afternoon and welcome to Citizens December 3rd, 2024 Actuarial and Underwriting Committee meeting that is publicly noticed in the Florida Administrative Register to convene immediately following the Finance and Investment Committee meeting. It is recorded with transcribed minutes available on our website. For those attending today's session through the public link, you're automatically in listen-only mode. Chair Baruff, we have no speaker requests for today's meeting. May I proceed with official roll call?
Please.
Chair Baruff.
Here.
Governor Becksmith. Governor Thomas.
Here.
Governor Spotswood. Fred Strauss.
Here.
Chairman, you have a quorum.
Thank you. Mr. Adams, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chairman and Governors. I have two action items today for the underwriting group and good news on both. Both of these are renewal of services. Both have come in at a cheaper price than what we had prior negotiated. The first action item is loss history reporting services. And this is an item to request to contract with LexisNexis Risk Solutions. And what they do is they provide loss history reports. The information is used to assess insurance risk and ensure properties meet underwriting requirements. Approval is requested for a five-year base term with 3 one-year renewal terms for an amount not to exceed $2,787,840. And really what's done here is this provides the underwriters with the information they need to properly underwrite the policies. It includes items such as dates of loss, causes of loss, amounts paid, if the losses were catastrophe or not. And again, it's necessary to make sure that we are properly assessing the risk. And through the great work the team did, this contract was negotiated 45% cheaper than the prior contract we had. And this is a replacement vendor. So the incumbent was unable to retain that. So I'd entertain any questions, Chairman.
Board have any questions? So the anti-inflation.
Exactly. So
Board, if you're turn, yes.
So in changing service providers here, is there any gap expected in doing that with regard to these kinds of historical loss?
No, sir. So we create an overlap so that we can do all the IT work to integrate that into our system. So we have time under the old contract to get that done. So there will be no lapse.
I was going to say, how did you think they saved the 45%?
So if I could read the
board will entertain the motion to approve.
So moved. Second.
All right.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 It passes.
All right. I appreciate it. And the second item we have is for replacement cost estimating services. And this is a contract request to contract with CoreLogic Spatial Solutions for replacement cost estimating services. This service facilitates a critical part of underwriting to determine the estimated cost to rebuild using similar materials and construction techniques when the home was originally built. So we're asking for a five-year base term with 1 3-year optional renewal term, 1 2-year renewal option for an amount not to exceed $3,348,580 for the life of this contract. This also includes $150,000 for professional and ancillary services. So this one is the same vendor, so they were the incumbent. And what we do here is, this is what the underwriters use to validate the submission of new business to make sure that we have the appropriate replacement cost value set to the house. This particular contract, again, our team did a great job, was negotiated 24% lower than where we were in the previous contracted term. And again, I would pause for any questions.
Any questions?
Chair, I've got a question.
Yes, Governor.
But where is this company based? In Florida?
I do not know off the top of my head where they're based. I'm guessing probably not Florida. But all of these carriers that do like estimating costs for claims or doing this replacement cost for new dwellings, they are using local market information. So they reach out to the market, they look at the labor and material cost, and they validate these things on a regular basis to make sure that there's no over or under inflation associated with it.
H- Have you checked to see if there are companies that are based in Florida that provide these kind of services when you go out and look?
I believe there were only two vendors that participated in the solicitation, and I know for a fact the second one was not a Florida-based company. Yes, sir. I don't believe there's any Florida-based carriers that do this.
Interesting. I think maybe we should look at that at the full board meeting tomorrow about implementing a policy that says we should put that on our checklist of things to do. And as long as they're competitive, we prefer to give our Florida businesses an opportunity. But at the end of the day, as long as you're a U.S. company, this board member doesn't have a problem with it, especially today with digital being where it is and right. People work in all parts of the country. But
right.
I sure would like to know if we're getting something that we might have an embarrassment with if we're not careful.
This
is not one of them. I understand.
Right. This is a national company. And again, this is the incumbent over the prior term.
Yeah. So board will entertain a motion to approve.
So moved.
Oh,
second.
All those in favor signify saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you. And that concludes my presentation.
Mr. Chairman, so they don't ask you, I'll go ahead and make a motion to approve the minutes of the last meeting too.
I'll second that.
We're good. Next.